I'm Jonathan Price, and it's taking place August 25th and 26th. It's an amazing tradition that continues to get bigger and better. In Nestor Falls at Caliper Lake Provincial Park, it's the Moose and Fiddle Music Festival. And on the phone with us to talk about all the fun and the surrounding environment is the curator of the festival, Denise Lisak. Good morning, Denise.
Hello, Jonathan. It is good to be with you again.
It is good to be with you again as well. It's hard to believe another season has come around. And for those that don't know about the Moose and Fiddle Music Festival, can we talk a little bit about what it is and what people can expect if they decide to make it part of their summer plans?
This outdoor summer music festival is a little indie, a little rock, and a little country. And we say it is a whole lot of fun. We invite musical acts to come to the Moose and Fiddle. And on Friday evening and on Saturday, there will be live performances on stage. And around all of that, we wrap a few things to make it just a little bit more fun and entertaining for the listening audience.
If you've got some vacation time and somebody wants to go camping, somebody wants to check out a vendor market, somebody wants to check out live music, this is the best of all.
That's exactly right. So what you'll find at the Moose and Fiddle is an artisan's village. We have 9 crafters and artists under that tent this year. We also have a craft beer tent with cool, crisp lagers and ales coming from Lake of the Woods Brewing Company in Kenora, Ontario. And this year, all of the profits will support the Women's Shelter Sakate House in Kenora. They are volunteering under that tent to raise money for their programming and services. In addition to that, we have the Black Oven Pizza Truck, which is always a crowd pleaser. And we have a new food provider from the Fort Frances area, actually, and it is called Talk on the Street Eatery. The menu should be delicious, and we're looking forward to sharing our time with a whole bunch of people along the water's edge at Caliper Lake Provincial Park.
How can people participate? How can people get passes and tickets? How can people plan their trip?
So for Friday evening, you'll want to be at the festival site for sure by 5 p.m. That is when we kick everything off with the first notes sung by Sierra Noble. That evening, it is a powerhouse of women's musical acts with Sierra Noble, Little Miss Higgins, and Belle Plain. Belle Plain is coming all the way from Saskatchewan. And then on Saturday, we start all over again at 2 p.m. with the Kitchen Party. That is where a number of the acts actually jam live on stage, playing some covers and some of their favorite original tunes. That starts at 2 p.m., and then we head into the festival lineup that includes Superboat and Friends, Low Lily, which is a duo coming from Vermont, Amanda Rayum, and bringing the house down at the end of it all will be the Slow Can Ramblers. If you want to book tickets and camp, there are still some sites available. You have to go through Ontario Parks. But there's also lodges and motels that you can check out and see what might be available for accommodation.
We actually have links where you can buy passes through the Moose and Fiddle website in our events tab at 931theborder.ca. We've also got links to their festival website and Facebook page, and hopefully some resources that'll help you get your hands on some passes and plan your trip to the festival.
I just want to say that if you don't get your tickets beforehand, there certainly will be tickets available at box office at the festival gate. So just come on down and we will be happy to welcome you into the festival site. It is a family-friendly event. The only thing is, if you are purchasing tickets at the Moose and Fiddle on Friday evening or Saturday, it is cash only.
That's important to remember if you're going to walk up and enjoy the festivities.
And we are looking forward to some sunny skies and some cool breezes off of the lake. And I think it'll be a lot of fun. We're so excited to be bringing back the Moose and Fiddle this summer in Nestor Falls.
It's Denise Lisak, the curator of the Moose and Fiddle Music Festival. Again, taking place August 25th and 26th, Friday and Saturday at Caliper Lake Provincial Park in Nestor Falls. Come out to the festival and make a weekend of it. All the details can be found through our website. Just click on our events tab. Denise, thank you to you and everybody who has worked so hard on this. I know that it's not just one person, it's many people working hard.
You know, Jonathan, thank you for bringing that up. It certainly is not just one person. We are so lucky. We have an amazing core of volunteers who enjoy the Moose and Fiddle Music Festival. They come out year after year to make it infinitely more possible to have it once again. They do everything from driving gators and helping people shuttle from the parking lot to the festival site. They also help underneath the craft beer tent. They support the artisans and the musicians donations, by selling merchandise in the Artisans Village. Picking up garbage is important, too. Every little task that needs to be done, we're so fortunate to have a great group of volunteers, including our MCs and our festival photographer. And I think I'd also just like to give a shout-out to our supporters and friends. We have really loyal donors who have been with us year after year, and right from the early days of the Moosin Festival. We have private donations and corporate sponsorship and government funding. Without them, we couldn't do this festival, and I truly am grateful to them for all of their confidence and support.
Wonderfully said. It's amazing when events in our region like this grow and, again, get bigger and better. Be part of the Moosin Fiddle Music Festival August 25th and 26th. Denise Lisak, thank you so much for your time this morning. I'm certain it's going to be a big success.
Thanks, Jonathan. It was so good to be with you again.